Ronald Reagan.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
Well, we are just 4 hours and 41 minutes until that happens today, and the 44th president will leave office, and the 45th president will then take over. Joining us now here on the line is Clark Judge, former speechwriter in the Reagan White House and founder of the White House Writers Group. Good morning to you, Mr. Judge. You're on with Brian, and today it's Rod Wheeler with us today.
Well, good morning to both of you.
All right, so when you write a speech like this, you know that the entire world is watching at every word. What's involved in helping a presidential candidate write one of these kinds of speeches?
Well, the first thing is you listen to the candidate, listen to the president-elect, and you he's the guide. You're just helping him out. He'll also want you, and we don't know if this is how it's happening with Mr. Trump, because he may be writing a fair amount of it himself, but even if he is, he's probably going to talk generally with some of the people he trusts. What do you think I ought to put? How do you like this line? Got any ideas for lines? That sort of thing.
Yeah, well, in the past, we are told that, you know, that his formal speeches, which have been on teleprompter, are generally written by some staff. But we are told, at least in this particular case, that he was very active and hands-on in writing this particular speech that he started some 3 weeks ago at what he calls the Winter White House in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I believe that. He, in this, now, not to get too highfalutin here, but in this he's very much like Lincoln, who would make notes over a period of time. You know, he'd be doing many other things, but he'd be thinking, talking, mulling, and then putting things together himself. So a lot of people may have a hand in giving him ideas of saying it was done this way before, that way before. There are some themes that come up regularly, really almost universally in these inaugural addresses: liberty within unity, the unity of the country behind liberty, the responsibility of the country as a carrier of our model of popular sovereignty of in government, and acknowledging candidly the challenges of the day that brought the president to office, and then laying out in broad and broad terms, not item by item, but in broad terms, principled terms, what you're going to do about it. All of this has come before in the campaign. It's always come before. It's reaffirmed in inaugural addresses.
Mr. Judge, this is Rod. Hey, I got a question for you. I watched Donald Trump last night when he was giving a speech over at the Union Station, and I noticed that he was very candid with his listeners and with his audience. And what type of speech type of person is that when he actually appears as though he gives a better speech, in my opinion, when he speaks from the heart? What's the likelihood that he could possibly go off script today from the handwritten speech or, you know, the scripted speech and just start speaking from the heart?
Well, it would be unusual, but he's an unusual man. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was about to say.
I would say that, remember that what he said today, what he said last night, and what he will say today, in its meaning, in its heart, in its intent, is the same thing he's been saying over a year and a half now. And to some extent longer. I think he had a book some years ago on what he would do about the country. It's evolved since then, but country's problems. But it's evolved since then. But he's been talking for a year and a half. So I would expect that if he does, it would be repeating some of those things that he's said over the past year, doing it in a way that might be more immediate. But remember, he has said so much of this that he's probably already incorporated it in the speech, so that going off a little bit won't be that big a deal.
All right, let me ask you this. You wrote speeches for Ronald Reagan, the great communicator.
Right.
How actively involved was he in his speeches?
It varied a lot, and as it will in this presidency. If it's fairly routine stuff and or it's an area where expertise within, this is of Ronald Reagan, within the administration. This was an area where the president had overseen, but he was not deeply personally involved. He might delegate a fair amount of it if we were repeating what we had said in new ways, but still basically not plowing new ground. He would, the editing was small, but...
But he edited.
So, oh, yeah. One of the first times I, early speeches I got back from him, he'd crossed out every fifth or sixth word. He hadn't crossed out any sentences. And what he had done was made it tighter, leaner, and he'd written at the top, fine speech, I've just sweated a little the fat out of it. And what he was really saying is, this is my style.
It's simple, not declarative sentences.
That's right. And so long as you stick with that, I'm going to take a lot of what you take, you give me. But if you start giving me flowery stuff,
if you give me fat, I'm gonna cut the fat. Well, that's what he did.
That's right.
All right, we got to leave it right there, Mr. Judge. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to hear your expertise and a little history from the days when the great communicator was in office.